From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA announced $27.6 million in grants to underserved and veteran farmers, ranchers, and foresters. The funding will provide training, outreach, and technical assistance to help them own and operate successful farms, ranches, and forest lands. The funding is made through USDA's 2501 program administered by the USDA Office of Partnership and Public Engagement. Since 2010, the 2501 program has provided more than $221 million to fund more than 657 projects. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is celebrating its many successful efforts to prevent African swine fever from reaching the shores of the U.S., and in honor of ASF Action Week, APHIS is recognizing those continuing efforts. Some of the agency's major accomplishments include enhancing existing safeguards, strengthening customs and border protection partnerships, and further collaboration with states, industry, and producers. And households spend more on food as their incomes rise, but the amount represents a smaller share of their overall budget. According to the USDA's Economic Research Service, households in the lowest income group averaged an after-tax income of just over $16,000 and spent an average of $5,090 on food in 2022. Households in the highest income group with an after-tax income of nearly $197,000 spent an average of $15,713 on food.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.